Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. And by now, perhaps some of you would recognize the energy of the moment. You're looking at a quantum event. The man has practiced for 23 years, clearing a filter. The filter that would be in what you would call the portal of the pineal. That the higher self would be able to step forward and communicate. One foot on the other side of the veil, he has. And although he remains in three dimensions, the exposure is multidimensional. And this you would call the evolution of humanity. And in order for me to present what I wish to do this evening, I want to review for just a moment where you are. What has taken place? What the energy truly is about right now. And as I do it, I invite you to feel that, which is the entourage of Cryon, a specific energy. You might say a soup of compassion from the other side of the veil that comes pouring, not through me, not through my partner, but through you. So many have felt these in the room. And you know there's more than you. When you give intent to do what you have done this day, to give of your time, and to sit in a place where you say, "Dear Spirit, dear God, the day is yours. Let me feel what I wish to feel in that which you wish for me to feel. Let me see the messages that I need for the day." And in the process, you create a piece of a quantum entourage that fits like a puzzle with everyone else's, and that's called family. And in 3D, you would say, "Well, Cryon brings this massive group in, never understanding it's everybody's group. The ones sitting next to you, the ones behind you, in front of you. That's family. Your own ancestors are here. And especially now. Let me tell you where you are and what's gone before. The precession of the equinoxes is what the Mayans saw. This was not a mystery. For the ancients looked into the sky, and over time they realized that the stars moved ever so slightly. Not understanding Earth dynamics, they didn't understand the Earth was wobbling. They thought the stars were moving. But they weren't in the same place year to year. Thousands of years ago, they measured the movement and realized it was a cycle. And this is the basis of a long count of the Mayan calendar. The precession of the equinoxes is coming to an end for this cycle. And they call it the long cycle because of its duration of 26,000 years. And supposedly, on the equinox, on the 21st, this is the day which will occur all over Earth at different times, of course, that when you look at your sun, it aligns perfectly with the center of the galaxy. That's the start and the end point of the 26,000 years, called the precession of the equinoxes, called the galactic alignment. 18 years ago, this alignment in the sky at night lined up with the edge of the Milky Way, gradually, gradually moving toward the center. Every year brought it closer. That's about 18 years ago. It's a 36-year event moving through that galactic center, what some have called the dark rift in astronomy. It is the stripe in the sky, which is the edge of the galaxy, and you see it as the Milky Way. 18 years ago is when this began. The wind-up, you might say, to the end. 18 years ago, what were you doing? Where were you? And again, I'm going to tell you that there are many who awakened about then, and the changes on this planet started about then, and you should know. If you want to backtrack and take a look at the history, when the prophecies of Nostradamus and those of Scripture fell over about then, when you celebrated the harmonic convergence before that time, in 87, it was the precursor to what you have now. Everything started to shift. Human beings started to awaken. At that particular point, my partner had known me for approximately 4.5 years. I was just getting started with him. You can see it in the progression of the books and the messages, and the difference between then and now. It took him all of his time to open his filter, and he did. So he could sit here today on the cusp of this alignment. And of course, the naysayers call it doom. And of course, they see an end of time. That is the metaphor. It's the end of an old time. It is the beginning of a new time. When the middle point is reached and passed, what happens? And we have told you before, you've got 18 more years before this transits through the rest of the Milky Way, the dark rift. And in these 36 years, there is a profundity of potential. Yahweh knows it. Yahweh knows it. If he will track back the invention time of the laser, it is in the time period we're speaking of. Given to him appropriately, all could be developed, opening the pineal, him remembering who he was. All within that time frame, what has happened to you? If you'll take a look at the messengers today, those who would channel and teach, to sit on stages like this all over the world, I will tell you they awakened in the last decade or two, 20 years. 80 or 90% of them were not doing this 30 years ago, 20 years ago, is when it started for them. Take a look. Look at their history, the ones teaching today, the ones writing the books today. There's a grand awakening of your teachers. In came knowledge. I introduced myself to my partner back then. It was time. Kryon is here because of the alignment that you say is coming in a few weeks. Now I have news for you. And I want you to take this lightly. But the movement of the planet, an oscillation we will call it, that allows for a 26,000-year alignment also allows for error. It's way slow, as you would say. And it only is measured by what you think is the center of your galaxy as you arrive in it, and it lines to the sun. And all this is optical. There's no calibrator. There's no crosshair on the telescope that says, here. In And I have something to tell you. If you really want to examine what is at the center of galaxies, and yours included, there is what you have called a singularity and we have called a duality. It is a black hole. Black holes distort light. They also distort time. So as you look at it, you're looking at a lens which is totally and completely distorted. It is not the middle. I have news for you. It's already arrived and gone. What you're celebrating on the 21st is a marker. It's already here. Some astronomers have plotted it. They've seen the error. They call it the nuclear bulge. And what that means is the lens of the black hole in the middle of your galaxy has distorted time. It's distorted what you think is the middle. The precession of the equinoxes has already arrived at the center. And you've been sitting in that energy for some time. That means it's ripe for the messages you're going to send on the 21st. What are you going to do? As the day arrives on the planet and the time zones develop, what are you going to do? Where are you going to be? Can you remember this moment? And take five out of your day. That's all, old soul. Raise your hand if you wish and say, thank you, I'm alive. Thank you that the prophecies did not happen that we were told would happen. Thank you that the earth has passed this marker. And for 18 years, there's going to be a battle we have told you about called the Bridge of Swords, which simply is the description of getting rid of the old energy as it flails and fights and dies hard. 18 more years. You're going to plant the seeds of what's coming. And you know how I know it? You know how I know it? This is not fortune telling. I know it because I saw it before. What do you think the Pleiadians went through, dear ones? To bring them to a quantum state, what do you think they went through? And I'll tell you, they went through what you're going through right now. You got help. And there's a lot of us. Know what is coming. No matter what it is, no matter what you see, don't let anybody tell you it's moving backwards, because it isn't. What you're seeing instead is things being tried that don't work. And there's many of them. And I want you to honor the clock. That is to say, there is time. And you're going to see it all over the planet. The old energy slipping in and trying what didn't work before. Putting on a new face, saying, well, it's going to work this time. Well, no, it won't. And you know who knows that? Anybody under 20. Anybody under 20. And they're looking at all of us, the man in the chair and you, and saying, what is wrong with you? Ask them. Ask them. I want to show you some things. I have given information on what is coming. And you can find it in the channeling. But let me just refine it. Let's start with invention. Now, what does invention have to do with spirituality, you might add? What in the world? Crying, you're going to talk about 3D things. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to talk about an attribute that very few think about. The discovery of actual game-changing events on the planet. We use the vernacular. What would you say they were? Let's look at some of them. Let's list some of them. In medicine, discovery of bacteria, of germs, all of the things that today you know are real. What about the discovery of flight? How did that change things? What about the discovery of radio? What did that do? Here are some attributes nobody puts together. All of them, every single one, has to do with pulling you together and informing you in a way you'd never been informed before. So that a period of generations, what you have is a unified planet who can talk to one another instantly. Did you know that? And what is the result of being able to talk to each other instantly? You see the other ones failing or succeeding. You can see what does and does not work. How many of you put your eyes on the Middle East lately? And how many of you are looking at that and going, this is an old energy tried over and over and over. There's nothing new there. Well, just wait. Because the young people know what'll work. And they're not seeing it in their seniors at all. It was to pull you together. Now I'm going to give you an attribute we have said before, and this is a hard one for you to swallow. Did you understand and know that inventions are delivered through consciousness at the right time on the planet? It's given to you. Did you know that? And if you want to take a look at not the proof, but the synchronicity that will make you really look at it, do you understand that although you think that in this country you discovered the airplane and made it work, did you know you only beat the French by a week? 1 week. They were trying the same thing. Now, isn't it strange? That's not long ago, dear ones. That's not long. Less than 200, 150. That's not long. How many years had the Chinese been flying kites? How many years have been watching birds? Why didn't you try it before? You couldn't figure it out? You weren't smart enough? Did you ever put this together? And a few human beings were given the flash of invention all at the same time. Radio, they argue who discovered it. Was it Marconi or was not? Because there were others working on it at the same time that actually had beat him but didn't publish. Did you know that? The elements of radio have been around a long time. There's nothing new there. Why did it take so long? That's fairly new. Do you realize that all of these things were delivered to you planet-wide, all at the same time? And there were certain inventors all at the same time that would pick up the ball and roll with it and go with it, invent it, and there it was. Discovery of penicillin, how long did that take? And why did it take so long? You realize what I'm telling you? As consciousness was ready, spirit slash God delivered to this planet the potential of awareness of specific inventions. And the ones that were selected were the ones to cure the planet and bring it together. All of them. All of them. If you could talk to your great-great-grandparents and you could say, today I can talk to somebody across the ocean in real time, what do you think they'd say? It's impossible. Do you know back then, in order to send a letter, a ship had to take it? You get a response a couple of months, if at all, in order to talk to somebody on the other side of the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic. Now you take it for granted, don't you? There's an invention coming, and we've told you about it before, and it will arrive. How quickly it arrives, depending upon how quickly you can solve the Middle East. These 18 years are critical. And at the 18th year, if you haven't solved the Middle East and you don't see something there that you've always wanted to see, I'll be very surprised. for the potential ball is rolling. The young people, they'll be growing up in that period of time. They're the ones who will be the leaders, and they'll know better. They're the ones who did not assume hate as taught by their parents on both sides. They'll make a difference. You'll see it. This is the seed planting we're talking about, and the invention is coming. Yah, he knows, for he's seen it. He still can't measure it, but he's seen it. He uses it. He's using it to heal. Let me ask you a question. Why is it that biology reacts to a quantum energy the way it does? Why is it? All of these things are going to be revealed with one invention. It'll be like the new radio of the future. It will be the revelation of being able to measure and see, finally, quantum energy. To be able to see it. Naturally through instruments at first. As it is revealed, it's going to blow everything you know out of the water. Everything. Every single science you have will have to be rewritten. All of it. Name a science and I will tell you it'll be rewritten. Physics, of course. Biology, yes. I'll tell you why in a moment. When you start to see with quantum eyes, it'll be like the beginning radio, where you simply have been aware of a new technology that's physics, that allows you to tune in on something you never really could tune into before. But when you tune in, it's going to change it all. It'll happen slowly, like radio turned into pictures, and pictures turned into the internet. It'll happen slowly, and you won't know what you have for a while. But when you open the portal of multidimensional energy and you're able to see it and work with it, the first thing you're going to be aware of will change everything you've ever known. And I will tell you what it is. You'll hear them. There'll be this aha moment and you won't believe it and the earth won't believe it. When you're in communication with the rest of the galaxy. And the amazing revelation that you are not alone and never have been alone, that the galaxy is teeming with life. Anyone who has a quantum receiver will hear you. Anyone who has a quantum transmitter will be able to talk to you. And we're talking about transmission in a quantum state, which is entangled real-time transmission to the other side of the galaxy. Do you realize what that's going to mean? It changes everything. You've been told you'll never hear from another star system. It takes hundreds, thousands, if not millions of light years to get there. Oh, how 3D of you. In a quantum state, it's in real time. Through the process known as entanglement, something that even NASA is working with now. You open the channel and it's going to be filled with communication and you won't understand what it is, but you'll know it's intelligent. And it'll take you a while to figure out who's talking and what they're saying, but you'll know it's intelligent. That's just one of so many things, dear ones. What are you going to do with that? The ones affected the most will be the church. Do I have to go into this? What did the masters tell you and why were they here? You have been told so many years that there's one who gave his life for the earth. So, does that include everybody or just the earth? It's a quandary. It's a setup for understanding. they're going to have to recalibrate what they think when they realize you're not alone, and that the same God that you have said is a monotheistic God on this planet is responsible for all that you see and all the life that is and the trillions of souls you never met. Is it going to happen in 18 years? Probably not. You're planting seeds, and the seeds have to grow, and we are now talking metaphorically and also figuratively, but literally the seeds, which are your children and their children, growing up during this time, will be the ones to put it together. And the children of the children, as they become older, and the seniors, will be the ones to deliver the planet the biggest invention it has ever had. What happens when you take the quantum invention, where you can see quantum energy, and you suddenly look around at the planet Earth? I will tell you, you'll be able to see the grid. You'll see the crystalline. You're going to see life you didn't think existed in the air. You know it's in the gardens, don't you? When you go into the forest and you stand there alone, how many of you think you're alone? Really? Really? How many of you celebrate the trees? What are you celebrating? And I'll tell you, in a quantum state, they're standing there looking at you. And you'll see them. What are you going to do with that? You're going to have to redefine life, aren't you? I want to tell you about DNA. What do you think you know about DNA? There are those who say, well, it's evolving. And science says, no, it's not. We've looked at the chemicals. It's the same as it was before. Oh, how naive. You're looking at all the chemicals, are you, scientist? All 3 billion pieces? You looking at them all? And the answer is no, you don't have the instruments. There is a variance that is terrific, tremendous with DNA. If you could look at all the attributes of DNA over the last 1,000 years, you would see an evolving species. An evolving species that is racing forward. DNA is changing. DNA is shifting. The actual chemistry of DNA, when you can measure the variance, you will see it is different than it was 1,000 years ago. It's different than it was 50 years ago. You're evolving. And in the next 18 years, that's going to be exponential, because you allowed for it. Imagine. Designer evolution, designed by you as you change the energy of the planet. When you tie Gaia together with human consciousness and the evolution factor of DNA, you're going to see they're linked. You change the energy through consciousness of Gaia. Gaia returns that in what you can do with your DNA. It's working at 30%. It's going to work at 35% by the end of 18 years. That's a lot. You are evolving, and the chemists will be able to prove it. It'll be here soon. The instruments are starting to pick out and be able to reveal the shades of that which is in the DNA, recently discovered, that they thought didn't do anything. And now that they know better, they're going to start studying what I will call the variance. And they will see the evolved human being. Evolution does some funny things, some odd things. And if you ask a biologist about how it works, evolution pushes the envelope. It creates that, which are forerunners to test the ground of how it works. You can call them mutants, but we don't like to, because they're on purpose. Now I'll reveal something that we have said a few times before, but you need to hear it. The savants that walk the earth, you know who they are? Maybe I even shouldn't say the words. The children who are born without structure, you call them autistics. I will tell you, in their brain has been removed the structure of three dimensions. They are quantum individuals to the max. They respond very badly and poorly in a three-dimensional structure. Some of them don't even want to put words together because they don't understand one word after another. I want to tell you what that is, dear one. That's a savant. And that is what you would call Mother Nature and we call Gaia and Spirit together, testing the waters of what's next. A quantum human being. And you think it's a problem. Well, it may be, dear ones, to the parents here who have them. But I want you to look at them different when you go home and know what's there and what is happening. Spirit is already testing the waters with an evolved DNA. How far can it go before it pushes it back and creates the new human being, less structured, one that will think conceptually and then quantumly? It's coming. Do you know what the pattern is? It's within the three layers that are Pleiadian. Because the Pleiadians are quantum. They have quantum biology. I shouldn't even tell you how long it took after their transition. Almost a quarter of a rev, go figure it out. A revolution is one time around the galaxy. All of the stars revolve at the exact same speed. It's what you have in common. So any of you who wish to talk to those who are part of the galactic family, and you will, you cannot speak in years and months. You understand that, don't you? Because that belongs to the Earth. But you all have something in common. You have one central clock, and that is revolutions around the middle. Every single star in the galaxy goes the same speed. And that means you all revolve together. And you will talk about eighths of revs and quarters of revs and full revs. And that is the time that you have that you will all understand when it's time to talk to them. Redefining life on the planet. Did you know there's life in the air? How do you define life? Ask a biologist. Prepare to change it. What happens if you found the kind of life that you could have a dialogue with, which was non-corporeal? You're going to have to change something, aren't you? The definition itself. Imagine a dialogue with the planet. Imagine a dialogue with the air or the forest. Or the animals. It's coming. That's how different, dear ones, it's going to be. And it may not be in your lifetime. But I will tell you something, old soul. Who cares? You'll be here. You'll be here. All of you. Just in case you thought this was the last time, it isn't. You can hardly wait to get back to see this. Don't you want to see the fruits of your labor? Don't you want to see a consciousness on the planet? Let me take you there. Let me take you to the potentials we see. We have no clock, so we'll just see it someday. You arrive on the planet and you don't know anything about it. Let me tell you about Earth. There's five currencies. There's no more. Let me tell you this. That war is something that the barbarians used to do before the end of the long count. There is none. There won't be any. It was foolish and stupid. And there is a consciousness that is higher than today, and you know it. And everywhere you travel on the earth, you won't have a problem. Any continent that you decide to visit, once you're in the continent, you're in the whole continent. The currency will be the same. There'll be no borders between countries. They got it figured out. They all like each other. What a concept. Oh, yeah, crying, but not the Middle East, you know? I want to tell you something. It may take a while, but there'll come a day when they forget why they hated each other. I promise. I promise. This is what changing DNA does. This is what consciousness change does. Who did you have wars with that your grandparents were involved in? And where are they today? What do you think about that country? Do you understand what I'm saying? This same attribute will take place in the Middle East, where they'll wonder what was wrong with their grandparents. That's what we see. That's what we see. It's all about consciousness, isn't it? It's a package. 23 years ago, I told my partner one day he would sit in front of an audience on all the things that had been promised. Weren't just things in the future. That you'd start to see the attributes actually shift in real time. That the things that we talk about are not outlandish anymore. You're starting to understand the seeds are there and you can see them. When you ask the young people in the Middle East, they don't want war. They don't understand why their parents would ever do that. That there are other solutions. Just give them a chance and they'll have their chance and you'll see it. You'll see it. An end of the old system. Consciousness is the key. Compassionate action is what we have spoken of over and over. Indeed, the eagle meets the condor. The metaphor is clear. A balanced planet, no longer masculine heavy, starts to see the wisdom of the divine feminine. It is about mother energy. It is about womb energy. It is about the mother and the child. Is it about the healing between hemispheres? It's a softer planet. Again, we say that, as my partner says. The attributes of mom will never send their children into war, into the battlefield, and the planet is headed for that attribute. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's slow. It's slow. You've gone halfway through the shift. Halfway. I want you to celebrate this. Wherever the 21st is, wherever you are on this planet, whoever's listening to this, wherever you are on this planet, I want you to take a moment and celebrate this. The indigenous knew about it. It was always the potential. And now it is being manifested. And you know who is the one to celebrate this first? Right back to the ones who are your ancestors. You see it? They're already celebrating it. It's time for you in the West, in this what you call first world, to start to understand what the process really is. Get in touch with an ancestor because they're in your Akash. Ask them what's going on. The prophecies are the same ones you had, old soul, and lives a long time ago. It's time for you to bring up those things of the past that you knew then, and they will show themselves, and you'll be a more peaceful human because of it. I want you to leave this place differently than you came. There is hope. A lot of it. A lot of it. As we stand here in this entourage and hold your hand. And I'll tell you something, dear one. This time we're not letting go. And so it is.